I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yudi Gorin, whose cousin was believed to be killed on October 7th, and his body held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. After 6 months of fighting, there is still no sign of any breakthrough in U.S.-backed talks led by Qatar and Egypt to clench a ceasefire deal in Gaza as Israel and Hamas stick to their mutually irreconcilable conditions. Hamas rejected the latest proposal for a deal and has said any new hostage deal must bring about an end to the Gaza war and withdrawal of Israeli forces. Efforts to end the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected to dominate this week's meeting of a group of seven foreign ministers, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of potential global economic spillovers